News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Mandatory bicycle helmets for under-16s. That's the call from Fine Gael TD for Mayo, Alan Dillon, who thinks that safety should be at the fore as cycling infrastructure improves. Alan, what's the idea behind this proposal?
Well, at the minute, Andrea, in Ireland, there's no current legislation which states cyclists of any age have to wear helmets. And I'm hoping to have a conversation to change that and improve public health by the use of helmets for the under-16s. And help protect our children and keep them safe on our roads. If you look at other countries, the likes of Australia, New Zealand and Argentina, they've implemented laws for compulsory cycle helmets, and research has shown that it is much safer for children to wear helmets, but often they refuse to wear one. And you know, what I'm hoping is to present a private member's bill that will be considered by the Oireachtas, which will pass law and will require children under the age of 16 to wear safety helmets when riding on public roads. You know, we've seen during the pandemic more children than ever have been taken out by their parents on the roads and have used bicycles in order to exercise. And while the roads are much quieter during this time, roads are not what they used to be. You know, we've seen a lot more traffic on the roads, a lot more cars, 4x4s, SUVs. And I want to ensure that children at a young age are introduced cycle helmets,
okay,
which can be part of their routine as they go through and develop during primary school.
Why stop at 16?
Well, there is huge debate around cycle helmets, you know, across all age brackets. I feel if we start educating at a younger age, they're the most susceptible to change. I think, you know, if we look at the adults and the different schemes that are available, we'd say the bike scheme in Dublin or in Cork or in Galway, the perception would be that the arguments against helmets would be that it discourages people from cycling and creates an image of high risk.
Yeah, that's one of the big points that any of the cycling activists will make whenever we talk about, you know, mandatory helmets for all cycle users on the roads, is that if you start making this mandatory, it'll actually deter people. It'll have the complete opposite effect.
Yeah, but, you know, research has shown that head injuries are very common among cyclists. And, you know, if you look at the statistics, over 40% of cyclists and 40% of children cyclists suffer head injuries. You know, and 3/4 of these cyclist fatalities have major traumas. Helmets do reduce injury to the head. I think at a younger age, they're less competent in how they actually manage their bike. I think testing on children bicycle helmets has shown that it offers up to 85% reduction in the accelerated experience by schools during an impact. And I think they're the most vulnerable at a younger age. And, you know, I feel that this measure would prevent a lot more injuries.
How would you police this? Like, if we tell parents, for sake of argument, from tomorrow, you know, whatever, that it's now mandatory kids under 16 have to wear a helmet, like, how would you enforce this?
I think that's a conversation we could have with the Gardaí. You know, there is a section in the road traffic around use of bicycles where they actually get fined. I think it's €40. I think, you know, if community police is within the four corners of Ireland and implementing such a measure or such a law, that they would be able to stop young people who actually aren't in a possession of a helmet and ask, you know, their age. And if not, then, you know.
So you think we should fine young fellas €40 for not having a helmet on?
Well, possibly ask them to, you know, can you please get your helmet or, you know, step off your off your bicycle. I think we need to come to a common sense approach, and I suppose that's what would be brought through the Oireachtas, and I think the debate and the conversation would stem from
right.
that.
What any other potential measures maybe you think that could be considered?
Well, I think, you know, a huge education program as well. You know, in the program for government, we've seen public policy will be, you know, centred towards increasing our cycle and walkways. And I think, you know, the more people that we can get out cycling, you know, the health benefits. I also think that safety is very important. You know, if you look at other physical activities, you know, horse riding, hurling, you know, it's all mandatory to wear helmets in each of them sports. And I think for young people, you know, it should be part of their common routine to wear helmets.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Fine Gael, TD for Mayo, Alan Dillon. My thanks to you for joining us on the programme this morning.